As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Made it through security. Apparently, we appreciate him joining us here from the Seattle Times. Ryan, how are you today? Thanks again for your time, sir.
Not a problem. Sorry. The T-Mobile security, they can be a little rough sometimes.
I hear you.
It's gotten better, but, you know, there was no cavity search or anything like that.
Oh, good.
Good.
You didn't have to disrobe or anything like that. Happy to hear that. Ryan, it's been an interesting season, obviously, for the Mariners. I mean, we caught up with you earlier. You know, I thought Seattle was playoff bound. I think they thought they were playoff bound, but you warned us back then. You said, look, this team cannot hit. And as long as they cannot hit, they're not going to make it anywhere. And so it is, despite this incredible pitching staff with Kirby and Logan Gilbert and the guy going tonight, Brian Wu, and everything else, they're pretty much on the outs right now unless something crazy happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, what, 17 games? They have 17 games left. They probably have to win 14, I think, to even be realistic. I mean, maybe if they got, you know, if they stay within 3 of the Astros and then they go there and take 2 or 3 when they have 3 against the Astros, they can make it interesting. And they actually have a tiebreaker over the Astros, I believe. They don't have the tiebreaker and the wild card over the Twins, the Red Sox, or the Tigers, the 3 teams that they're trying to chase. So that one makes it a lot more difficult. They've just done this to themselves. It's like the opportunity to win the division and the opportunity to find a way to make the postseason was presented to them early on, and they couldn't play 500 baseball from the time they were 10 games up in the division and 13 games up over 500. I mean, like, since that day, I think June 19th, when they were 10 games up in the division, the only team with a worse record than them is the Chicago White Sox. So that's a problem. I mean, like, I wrote last night, it was the 72nd time this year where they scored 3 runs or fewer, and they only won 15 of those games.
Wow.
I mean, that says it right there. I mean, one, you score 3 runs or fewer 72 times out of 150 games. It's almost half. Or 140 games, that's half. That's a problem. And then, you know, you don't win it. You don't have a way to win those games either.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan, the diagnosis is pretty simple to see. I mean, they strike out a lot, and they at least try to live by the homer, as we saw yesterday. They got two of the three runs via the homer, and that's it, because they don't put the ball in play enough. I want to talk a little bit about the managerial situation, right? I mean, Scott Service let go. Dan Wilson comes in, who is just beloved in the city of Seattle. Is that a what's soured with Service, and is Wilson a temporary move, or could this be, have some lasting power?
So with Scott, I think it was his contract was up after the season, and so it wasn't going to get renewed if he didn't make the postseason. I was pretty certain of that. I think doing it with, 34 games left, it was essentially Hail Mary. You're throwing up a Hail Mary. You're hoping right. that, you know, your Golden Tate against the Packers or whatever, Cordell Stewart and Michael Westbrook. You're just hoping that, something good happens. And, I mean, the way the schedule set up, it was possible that it could happen. It just didn't. And so I think that was kind of part of it. I think, you know, it's probably a move a little bit by Jerry DiPoto to save his job. Or try and extend his job. And, Dan Wilson is not an interim. He's a full-time manager moving forward. And that's, you know, that was a bit of a surprise because we kind of thought, if they didn't make the playoffs, they would move on from DiPoto as well. But, you know, by having a full-time, naming Dan the full-time manager, and really then we kind of broke the news that they're bringing Jerry back, I mean, that's kind of how they're going to move forward. So they'll go the 10th year with DiPoto kind of leading the baseball operations staff. And they'll be searching for that second playoff spot since then.
What happens to the Mariners now, this time of year, Ryan, when the Seahawks get started and the 12th man and the craziness there for football? I imagine this is a really tough time to be the Mariners organization. I mean, last year they were in the playoffs. This year it was almost promised to everybody they were going to be there. And then, like you said, it looked like they had it locked up and have fallen completely apart. Where do the Mariners kind of rank in the Seattle hierarchy? And how much does a disappointing finish like this hurt this organization?
I still think, you know, honestly, last year, the year before, and even in 2021, they'll draw. Because people, you know, the weather's still nice here and people want to come to the park and be outside, you know, and the Seahawks are and the University of Washington football, it's a different kind of vibe for all of those. You know, there is a little bit easier family atmosphere here. I'm not saying that going to Seahawks game is like going to the old Oakland Coliseum to watch the Raiders play, but, you know, it's just a different vibe. You know, this is much more kid-friendly, and really the last few years when they've been competitive down the stretch, the crowds have been, you know, 30,000, but and they've had strong numbers all season. But the last two road trips with some of the issues surrounding the team, I think we'll see it down a little bit, you know, especially this Rangers series this weekend. School has started up again as well, so that makes a difference. You know, if they were in it, if they're leading the division. Seattle was a baseball town before the Seahawks ever got good. And
yeah.
So in the 2001 season, they sold out every game. And that's the fan base is here and the passion is here. They just haven't kind of lived up to their end of the bargain to really stoke it to higher level.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ryan, well, so Ryan Divis joins us here on Gwen and Chris. Ryan, so where does this team go from here, right? I mean, will they spend some money during the off season in free agency? They clearly have a dominant rotation. I mean, when your bullpen is only having to pitch, you know, the sixth occasionally, but mainly the seventh and eighth most of the time, so how do they jumpstart, or what's the plan to jumpstart the offensive side of this ball club?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know if they have money to spend. They have some issues with their RSN. You know, you guys know all about that.
Yeah, everybody is.
And so this past off season, when, you know, they were kind of expected to look at some free agents, and there was a pretty big free agent class, you know, maybe make a run at Matt Chapman, or, you know, look at one of the outfielders or do something. They were told that they could not increase their budget significantly because of RSN concerns. And the RSN situation hasn't been solved. And if you look at their roster, they get a little more expensive. I mean, Julio Rodriguez's salary bumps up from $10 million this year to $19 million next year. Randy Arozarena, you know, they'll pick him, you know, arbitration eligibility-wise, he'll probably be about $12 to $13 million next year. Logan Gilbert's at $4.1 million, so he'll probably double that. He's been one of their best guys. Cal Raleigh will be in his first year of arbitration eligibility, as will George Kirby. So, like, all of a sudden, you look around, and it's like you bumped up $20 million on your payroll without adding anybody. Wow. And so that inflation is going to force them to do that. I think, honestly, if they don't see a serious injection of cash from the ownership group, and I'm not expecting that, I think they're going to have to, you know, probably look at trading one of those starters and explore that opportunity, because I just don't know that there's any other way. And, you know, obviously as well, hitting here at T-Mobile and some of the reputation that it holds, the struggles. I mean, you're not attracting a free agent to come here. You're certainly not getting a one-year guy and a walk here trying to look a pillow contract up and like build up. And you're not going to really attract the top name free agents unless you grossly overspend. And, you know, they're not in a position to do that. So to supplement their offense, I think they're going to have to look at possibly trading Bryce Miller or Brian Wu or one of those guys, or, you know, maybe even Logan Gilbert, if they look at it. It's kind of where the Rays, you know, what the Rays have to do every time they look at, like, how expensive some guys are getting. I mean, the Mariners aren't poor, but they just don't really invest a bunch. You know, you're not seeing them kick up the payroll the way that they probably should, or to levels that are commensurate with the interest that they have in the team, the attendance, and really the wealth of the ownership group. I just think that, you know, I always joke with people, but, you know, they have the fans have Nordstrom taste, but the Mariners are giving them TJ Maxx budget.
So it's like, don't let my wife hear that. She loves TJ Maxx.
Oh, so do I. I mean, like, you can get some good deals, but that's the problem when you're shopping for deals. You're trying all these reclamation projects and stuff. When they don't work, I mean, it's hard. Some of those reclamation projects cost real money, and Mitch Garber, Mitch Haniger, Jorge Polanco, and they invested probably, I think $35 million in those three guys.
Wow.
And they have not been good this year.
That may be true, but this is also true, Ryan. If the Mariners win tonight, they get to keep the Eddie Vedder Cup for an entire offseason, because this would give them the series and their rivalry over the Padres. So don't fret, everybody. There's a lot at stake tonight up there in Seattle. Hey, thanks for the time, as always, Ryan. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I mean, if the Mariners take the Vedder Cup, they're going to take AJ's Jordan basketball shoes and the basketball hoop down in Peoria as well. They'll take claim.
That's right. Enough. These are spring training pair here, the Mariners and Padres. Thanks again, Ryan. We'll see you down there.
Thanks, Ryan.
If we don't see you before, we'll hopefully run into you in Peoria maybe. Thanks again.
Sounds good. See you guys.
Very good. Ryan Divish, he's one of the better guys I like around the league. Joins us from time to time to talk about their ball club. But, yeah, it's been a disappointing finish for the Mariners. It's funny that he mentioned June 19th, Tony, as the day of the kind of demarcation where they went the other way, because that was the day you mentioned that the Padres went on the upswing. So
yeah, if I'm not mistaken, let me look at the schedule real quick. It might have been right after playing them.
Yeah, right.
They swept the Padres, if I remember correctly, in that two short games at home. Let me see. No, it wasn't. That was Philly, but nonetheless,
June 19th was the killer day for them. The same on the other side for the Padres. We got hour number two, Gwen and Chris, Daily Gambit, and other stuff heading your way.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.